Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at MathWorks.com.
This is WBUR's All Things Considered. I'm Sharon Brody. The fatal shooting of MIT police officer Sean Collier has been the focus today in the terrorism trial of admitted Boston Marathon bomber Zahar Tsarnaev. In 5 days of testimony, federal prosecutors have taken jurors from the time right before the bombings at the marathon finish line 2 years ago to the fatal confrontation with Collier in Cambridge 3 days later. Jack Lepiarz is one of the WBUR reporters covering the trial. He joins us now from the federal courthouse. Jack, we'll talk about the testimony in a moment, but first tell us about the videos jurors saw today of what happened at MIT that night.
The video is hard to make out because it's on the top of a 20-story building overlooking North Court. So it's about 20 stories up and about 100 yards away from exactly where Sean Collier's cruiser was parked. But what we can see on the video is we see two figures come around, and you see them slowly walk up, and you see them approach the cruiser from the rear, and the cruiser's brake lights flash on. And at that point, there's also a bicyclist making his way up this path towards the cruiser. The bicyclist goes right past them. You can't be more than 10 feet away. And then we see the figures run away. That's the video we saw.
And so you can't distinguish anything about Zahar or Tamerlan Tsarnaev?
No. You can't distinguish exactly who's who or who's where. And what is interesting is we heard testimony from the bicyclist who went by. That's MIT student Matt Harmon. Says when he went by the cruiser, there was only one person there. He said he saw someone leaning in the driver's side door, which was open. And as he went by, he says the person snapped back and looked him in the face. He was asked, is that person in the room today? And he says, yes. And they say, can you point to that person? And he points, his hand shaking, at Zahar Tsarnaev.
Jack, you heard today from several MIT police officials, including the chief, a sergeant, and the dispatcher on duty that night. What's the sequence of events as they describe them?
Well, we heard from the dispatcher, and he said that they got a report of loud banging noises in the area of the Koch Institute building, North Court. So he called Officer Collier, who was right there, and he got no response. So he called his cell phone. He got no response. He texted Collier. He got no response. So at that point, he said that it was longer than he felt comfortable without hearing a response from the officer. So he called Sergeant Clarence Henniger. Henniger was the first person to respond. And you can hear Henniger over the dispatch radio. You hear him say, all units, I need all units down here. We have an officer down. And then you hear Henniger yell at the top of his lungs, get on it, as loud as he can.
Jack, what did we learn about Sean Collier's gun?
We learned about the holsters. The holsters have three safeguards in place so that a random bystander, possibly a criminal, can't just take them out of the holster away from the police officer. And what we do know is that the Tsarnaev brothers tried to get the gun from Collier because one of the safeguards had been breached, but the other two had not.
Did Zahar Tsarnaev show much reaction to all this today?
No, Tsarnaev, as he has been for much of the trial, has been very, very still. At times, he sort of fidgets. You'll see him scratch the back of his head. At times, he would glance over at the witness. But for the most part, he's been staring straight ahead.
WBUR's Jack Lepiarz at Federal Court in Boston. For further insight and analysis of the trial, check out the new WBUR Boston Globe podcast, Finish Line, available on iTunes and at WBUR.org. You can also follow developments on Twitter at WBUR Live.